Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Jesus Listens, daily devotional prayers of peace, joy, and hope. We'll be reading out of the devotional book by Sarah Young, author of Jesus Calling. And today we're reading Sovereign God, Help Me to Make Friends with the Problems in My Life. Many things seem wrong to me, but I need to remember that you are in control of everything. Your word assures me that all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good for those who love you and are called according to your purpose. I can access this magnificent promise through trusting you. Every problem can teach me something, transforming me little by little into the person you designed me to be. Yet the same problem can become a stumbling block if I react with distrust or defiance. I realize I'll have to choose many times each day whether or not I will trust you. I've discovered that the best way to make friends with my troubles is to thank you for them. This counterintuitive act opens my mind to the possibility of blessings emerging from my difficulties. Moreover, when I bring you my prayers with thanksgiving, my anxiety diminishes, and your peace that transcends all understanding guards my heart and in my mind. In your wonderful name, Jesus. When I read this, I often think about all the trials that I have been through. And so many times I feel like I have been like a Humpty Dumpty sitting on a wall, literally looking back at my problems, and then I end up falling and breaking into many pieces. The Lord does not want us looking back at yesterday because we cannot fix those problems and it's already gone. So if we focus on today and we focus and fix our eyes on Jesus, He is the one who carries us through these trials and tribulations. He will also, if we become broken, because we're looking at our past situations or we're not persevering through them, enduring through them, He'll pick us up and He'll put us right back on that potter's wheel and He'll start molding and shaping us into more and more of His image when we trust Him more. So when we put our full trust in our Lord and Savior, we're not trusting in ourselves to fix these problems. We're trusting in our Lord and Savior. We're trusting in Jesus Christ that carries us through these trials. It reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were put through the fiery furnace. They didn't care that they had to walk through that fiery furnace because they knew that they had Jesus walking alongside of them and that they would not get burned. So if you feel like today that you're just getting burned from every which way, it may be because you're trusting in yourself and how you can handle the situation. Give that trust over to the Lord. Give that trust over to Him handling those situations. Don't look behind you. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Just keep looking forward. He's like a lamp to our feet. He says, follow me. I'm like a lamp to your feet. So if it looks dark and it looks dangerous or it looks like it's not, you know, something that you want to go through, or make friends with that today. Make friends with your problems in your life because you're walking with Jesus. And when you have Him by your side, nothing is going to scorch you. Nothing is going to burn you. He already is ahead of you and He already has it all figured out for you. We just need to learn to trust Him. So let's open our Bibles and go to James 1:2. And you're going to hear some kids in the background. I do have children and grandchildren here. So James 1:2. Let me find James 1:2. Let's go. I have often done this my whole entire life. Like, I've always tried to lean on my own understanding. I always try to figure things out for myself, and it never works out. It does not work out. But when we start putting our trust in our Lord and Savior, He's already ahead of us. And He says that our wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. And it's not a fear of, like, fear of what we think in our carnal minds. That fear is the trusting Him. The fear is knowing that He already has it worked out. Our trust in Him, our faith in Him is the unknown. And sometimes there's fear in that because we can't see what's ahead of us, but it's already there. So James 1:2 says, Consider it a great joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you experience various trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. And I went to 2, 3, and 4, a little further than what I should have. And I read a little bit more than what I should have there, but that's okay, because it is to consider it great joy that whenever we experience various trials, because those trials that we're going through give us that endurance. It's a testing of our faith that produces that endurance. It's a testing of our faith that we begin to trust more and more and more. And a lot of people say, well, I trust in the Lord. And I say that too, but then there's sometimes a situation comes up and I'm like, oh, I've got to handle this. And I don't take it to the Lord, and then it crumbles, and it just, it breaks us, and it breaks the situation in front of us. And then again, he will pick up those pieces and he'll mold them back together and shape us back more into his image. And he, you know, he fixes the situation for us, but he wants us to trust him fully with everything, every aspect of our life. So today I encourage you to just trust in the Lord with everything. Now we're going to go to Romans 8:28. Romans is one of my favorite books of the Bible. Romans 8:28. And it says, and I encourage you to highlight these in your Bibles. 8:28 says, we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. If you are a saved, born-again Christian, you are already called according to his purpose. He already has the blueprint written out for your life. He just wants us to trust that blueprint. He wants us to sit down, read it, memorize it, look it over, and just know that we are a child of the Most High King. That blueprint is what is exactly how he wrote out our lives before the foundation of this world. He has already known us before the foundation of the earth. He knows every hair on our head. He knows every trial and tribulation we're going to go through. He knows everything about us. He knows everything about us. Like he knows every freckle on my body. How amazing is our God? He knows everything. He's omnipresent, omniscient. He is beyond time. So he already has everything worked out for you. And that blueprint for our life is written in the living word of God. That is, we all have a purpose. We have a purpose here. And we know that purpose when we start following that lamp to our feet. So let's go to verse 29, Romans 8:29. And he said, for those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And verse 30 says, and those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. So we're already justified. We're already glorified in his name. He just wants our faith in him, our unsurpassing faith, not knowing what's ahead of us, but trusting that he is already before us, because he said, follow me. So when we start following him, amazing things start happening, because we're in his will. We're trusting in him, and we're not trusting in ourselves. So let's go to Philippians. This will be the last verse that we go to today. Philippians 4:6-7. And it reads, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your graciousness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Don't worry about anything, but in everything through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. As a child of God, we are given authority to approach the throne with boldness. God already knows what we need, but he wants us to trust that he's going to provide those things through our prayers and supplication and our thanksgiving to him. So if there's something that you are in need of, something that you want, it doesn't mean you're always going to get it, because he only gives what's in his will and what he knows that he wants for us in that present time. But trusting and knowing, it may take years for that prayer to come true. But don't stop praying about it. Don't stop taking it to the throne of God. Trust in him that he will give everything that we need in his timing. We are to approach him with thanksgiving, already thanking him for the things that he already has before us. We don't know exactly what he has before us, but thank him for helping you through these trials. Thank him for helping you through these financial situations. Thank him for helping you through the trials of persecution. Thank him for helping you through the trials of maybe a divorce or abuse or any trauma that you have been through. Thank him for healing you. Thank him for all these things. And it's not always a quick response, but thank him for being that lamp to your feet, that you do not have to live in the dark, that he is the light, and he says to follow him. So I hope that this blesses somebody today. Heavenly Father, I pray whoever's listening today, that this is blessing them, Lord Jesus, that your living word is flowing through them like water. Father God, because you said that your word is like water and bread. It is like man cannot live on bread alone. So you have given us your living word. You have given us the living water, the manna from heaven, Lord Jesus. So I pray that whoever's listening today, that this has blessed them and giving them hope and encouragement to trust you in every aspect of their life, Lord Jesus. Father God, and if they're listening and they don't know what salvation is and they don't understand what it means to be saved, Father God, I pray that they can find someone in their area, maybe a pastor or somebody who can guide them and direct them to know that there is a living God, that there is hope, that there is salvation, Lord Jesus, so that we can live eternal life, because through you, there is no death, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for sending your son to die on that cross for our sins, because none of us are good, but the only good in us is you, Father God. And we love you for that. And we thank you for that, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for carrying us through these trials and tribulations, Lord Jesus. And I pray whoever's listening will start trusting you more and more with every aspect of their life, not just what we pick and choose, but every aspect of our life. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the sunshine today. And just thank you for the person who is listening. In your precious name, amen.